She wakes up
and wipes the sleep from her eyes, shakes her head, and thinks to herself, this must be a dream, a nightmare that I can't wake up from. I have to go to the tomb and look and make sure that my friend, Jesus, is dead. When Mary gets to the tomb, she carries no spices, for her brain is telling her that Jesus is dead in the tomb, but her heart is telling her, no, he really is alive. She's engaged in what psychologists call magical thinking. And Joan Didion wrote a book about it called The Year of Magical Thinking after her husband's untimely death. They were sitting at the dinner table one night and he collapsed and his head hit the table. And she was just getting ready to go out and say, come on, stop fooling around, when she realized he wasn't breathing. And they took him to the hospital where he was declared to be deceased. Joan Didion said she couldn't wrap her mind around the idea that her beloved husband was gone. She couldn't even get rid of his shoes because she was certain that he was on a business trip and would be returning in the next few days. Thinking and hoping, though, don't change reality. We all know that. But we still all engage in some sort of magical thinking. Think about your favorite sports team and how you only wear red or blue or white on the day they're playing. There was a commercial a few years ago from Bud that showed people doing the strangest things, and their tagline was, it's only weird if it doesn't work. Mary was still hoping. I don't know what she was thinking when she got there. We only have the writers of the Gospels to hang our hat on. But her hope, her one fierce dream, quickly turns to pain and anguish when she sees that the tomb is empty. And she begins to cry. Yes, she says to herself, it isn't a dream. It isn't a nightmare. Jesus, my friend, is really dead. And she begins to wail. And she says to the gardener, sir, where have you laid my friend? But the gardener is Jesus, as we know. And when he calls her name, she hears and recognizes his voice. And in that instant, everything changes. Her life is not what it was a minute ago. She now has hope, and she is ecstatic. She's so ecstatic, she runs back to tell the apostles that, yes, he is alive, just as he promised he would be. And we can all bathe in that knowledge. We can all, too, be excited that he said what he promised, and it came true. Jesus promises are true, and that we can believe no matter what we may be told. But for me, Easter Sunday has always been a bit bittersweet. Sometimes I can't get past Good Friday, and some of you know that, to be happy about Easter Sunday, because I am so horrified at how Jesus was treated. And I can't believe, as hard as it is, my own magical thinking, that human beings could do that to another human. but we know that to be true, we see it all the time. There is no magical thinking. There's only left the emptiness of the tomb, and sometimes the emptiness of our hearts. I am a big fan of the movie Tootsie. I think I have watched it at least 18 times. And my favorite scene is at the very end. And for those of you who don't know the movie, I'll give you a very brief synopsis. Go home, don't eat Easter dinner, watch it. Dustin Hoffman is a down and out actor who's desperate to earn money and to have a part. He realizes on a soap opera that the part he should have been given was given to someone else. So suddenly he remakes himself into, instead of Michael Dorsey, Dorothy Michaels. And he's able to fool the cast and the director and all of the viewers of this soap opera that he really is Dorothy Michaels. And through that role, he finds himself changing. But when they want to extend his contract, he knows that that cannot happen. And he's fallen in love with Julie, another actress on the show. And of course, when he unmasks himself on live television, she comes over and punches him in the stomach. She is so hurt and angered at his betrayal and his abandonment of Dorothy. They meet on the street a few months later, and she doesn't really want to talk to him. But he engages her in conversation, and finally, at some point, excuse me, she turns and with tears in her eyes says, "I miss Dorothy." And Dustin Hoffman, excuse me, says, "I miss her too." But you don't have to miss her, because she's right here. She's right here in your heart, and she's in my heart. And we can talk whenever you want. That's what I think about with the resurrection. Jesus is always here, and we can talk to him whenever we choose. He's always someone we carry in our hearts as he carries us in his. His love is never ending. His love is deep and compassionate. And even when, as I've often said, we don't love ourselves, he's willing to do it for us. So today, on this Easter Sunday, we don't have to miss Jesus. We don't have to wish things were different. The reality is Jesus is alive. Amen.